Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right, but right now we welcome in the junior senator for the state of Connecticut, Chris Murphy. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you been?
Gentlemen, I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong show. It's Ray and Joe.
Get straight, man.
Gentleman thing may not work so well.
Yeah, nice try, though.
Yesterday, Senator Schumer and your colleague, Senator Blumenthal, discussing a bill to try to help Broadway, which obviously, like everybody, has been impacted on the pandemic. What are your thoughts on that bill?
Well, I mean, I think in general, you know, we've got to come up with a new plan for businesses, you know, of all shapes and sizes. Yeah, there's some specific hurt in the entertainment industry. When you think about Connecticut, you know, places like Hartford Stage and the Bushnell and Long Wharf, they're so important to us. And obviously they're hemorrhaging money. So it probably makes some sense to give them a little bit extra. But, you know, I also worry about the pizza parlor and I, you know, worry about the dry cleaner. I mean, they are all hurting, and especially when the, you know, weather gets cold and the outdoor tables come back inside, you know, you're going to have a potential mass extinction event on your hands for small businesses this winter. So I know it's expensive. I just think in order to make sure that folks have something other than Amazon, CVS, and Walmart, we're going to have to spend some money in the short run to, you know, keep small and medium-sized businesses alive. And I think, you know, maybe we need to do a little bit more for the entertainment industry, but this project is pretty big, and the threat to these kind of businesses is enormous.
So would this be like, for example, the PPP, maybe an extension of that?
It's different than PPP. What I've envisioned, and I've written a piece of legislation that would set up a new program, is much more tailored, right? PPP, you know, essentially was open to everybody, and it was really just for payroll expenses.
Right.
What I think we need to do now is take a look at how businesses were doing last year, how they're doing now, and get money to the folks that, you know, have the biggest drop off in revenue, and allow them a little bit more flexibility to use that, not just for payroll, but for fixed expenses, not forever. I mean, because listen, I mean, I'm not interested in keeping afloat businesses that are never going to be able to be viable.
Right.
But, you know, I think we've got to be a little bit more targeted than PPP, a little bit more tailored, but it's still got to be broad.
If it's tailored, Senator, do you think that has a better chance of getting through the two chambers of the legislature, of the House and Senate?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think PPP was as good as we were going to do, having to write that so quickly. But, you know, we know, you know, that it did end up going to some businesses that probably didn't need the help, ended up going into the pockets of some, you know, business owners that might not, you know, be starving. So, yeah, I think we want to just do something that says, okay, you know, what's your business today? What did it look like last time? What's your prospects for actually getting back on the path of viability? Let's help the right businesses.
Senator, who would administer that program?
Well, so, you know, it's been the banks that have been administering the programs thus far.
Right.
And they've gotten better at it. But so you could either continue to allow the banks to administer that program, or you could bring this more targeted program back inside and have the SBA, for instance, administer it directly.
Talking with Senator Chris Murphy here on the morning show on WTIC. Back in July, Senator, you introduced a bill to remove school resource officers and replace them with a counseling system. Where does that bill stand now?
Well, you know, just to be clear, it didn't remove school resource officers. All it said is that federal dollars should be used for, you know, hiring social workers and counselors, and that if you want to put police in schools, you should do that with local dollars.
Right.
So it didn't say that schools couldn't have school resource officers. Yeah, in this conversation about civil rights, one of the things we have to recognize is that school resource officers work in a lot of places, but they don't work in other places. A lot of times they end up arresting kids of color. If you're a Latino in this state and you have a school resource officer in your school, you're six times more likely to get arrested, normally for just sort of ordinary school misbehaviors, than a white kid with a school resource officer. And so we've got to come to grips with the fact that too many kids of color are getting arrested, put into a pipeline to prison. A lot of that sometimes has to do with these school resource officers sort of doing discipline instead of teachers and principals doing discipline. And, you know, I'm hoping that my legislation, which is just about the federal funding, will at least prompt a conversation about how to do policing in schools better. I think we should be paying for counselors and psychologists in, you know, lower income schools rather than police officers. But I acknowledge that the experience of these police in schools is different. We just have to do better.
I mean, sometimes they do become friends with the kids.
And I believe in the, you know, community policing model, right? So, I mean, I like the idea that kids can get exposure to police early on, but I think the experience, and this is a tough conversation to have, I think the experience is different when it comes to police in white schools and police in black schools. Or schools with kids of color. I think, you know, in those schools, often the kids feel like sometimes these police officers are targeting them. And I do think we have to listen to, you know, these communities. Again, I'm not interested in federal legislation saying you can't have school resource officers. I'm just saying, you know, what should the federal dollars go for? Police officers or for teachers and psychologists and social workers?
Because of the numbers in the Senate, you'd obviously need bipartisan support to try to get a bill like that through. Have you seen evidence that members from across the aisle would work with you in that regard?
Well, you know, I think there is interest in, you know, having a broader bipartisan conversation about policing reform and criminal justice reform. One of the few bills that we did pass with bipartisan support and get signed by the president was a criminal justice reform bill that actually, you know, reduced a lot of the sort of overly restrictive sentences that ended up applying mostly to people of color. So we have had some success in criminal justice reform. I think there is some interest from Republicans on policing reform. I'm just saying that, you know, if you really do believe that we should listen to people of color, one of the things they say is that police in their schools aren't always helpful. And so I think in the broader context of civil justice, we should be talking about this issue of where police make the most sense in schools.
Let's say at this moment, if you look at the how the Hartford police force is composed. I think there are a lot of people that are of color. In other words, you have a lot of black officers, a lot of Latino officers. Why not just put them in there?
Well, I mean, I guess the question here is, do you need a sworn police officer with the power of arrest in school in order to make that school safe, right? And I do think we should sort of step back and ask ourselves, you know, do we need police officers with guns and the power of arrest in every single situation where there's a potential threat? And so I'm not saying don't have security in schools. I'm not even saying don't have armed security in schools.
Right.
What I'm saying is, do you need a police officer who can arrest kids as security in those schools? And I think that's probably a good conversation to have writ large, right? Does every domestic violence crime need every medical, emergency in a city need a police officer responding? I think that's probably a useful conversation. And so it's just to me about doing security the right way in schools and maybe having those police officers be, reallocated to places where they can be more impactful.
All right. Senator, thanks.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Chris.
It. Next time we'll get you on, I'm going to ask you if you've paid any attention to the baseball season, considering the
Bobby Dalbec.
Thanks, Chris. Be safe.
Bye. See ya.
Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.